14th parak of Yevamis Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing Halach Mishnayis, explaining when there are two brothers that have marriages, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, and the like. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echad Chayosh, Echad Bikeach, one deaf mute and one healthy. Nisuim, the married to Shnei Nochrios. Now they're married to two women that are not sisters. And both women are Pikchas. Both of them are healthy. So basically, the first brother has a Kedushin de Rabbanan. And the second brother has an Nisuin deraisa. So Meis Cheresh Baal Bikachas, the one who has an Nisuin deRabbanan died. Mayasa Bikach Baal Bikachas. What will the healthy brother do? Since Midrabbanan, his brother, was married, so we have this Chiddush that not only the Chachamim institute a Kedushin Nisuin deRabbanan, but this Nisuin also requires a Yibum Midrabbanan or Chalitza. So in Mela, since there is Midrabbanan, they have to do Yibum or Chalitza. This healthy brother could do either Chalitza or Chalitza Miyabim. Meis Bikach Baal Bikachas. But if the healthy brother who is married to a healthy wife died, the ones that have been assumed to a raisa died, Mayasa Cheresh Baal Pikachas, what could this Cheresh do? Koines, he could be Miyabim because there's no Isser. It's not like the previous case that he couldn't be Miyabim because this was his wife's sister. This is not his wife's anything. So he could do Yibum. Maitzi La'olam has no way of divorcing her because since the Yibum is a Yibum Doraisa, because a Cheresh can do Yibum, once he does a Yibum, he cannot do a Chalitza. Because, like we said, the Geter Rabbanan cannot remove the Zikas Yivama, which is Doraisa. Chalitza cannot do because we said before, a Cheresh cannot do Chalitza.